This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and it is the Christmas Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the Economics in One Lesson book that we've been reading here over the last couple months on Free Talk Live. Chapter by chapter, doing kind of a chapter review each week. We're going to get into that coming up here, because I never want to get too deep into the Sunday show before we don't have time for this. We actually tried chapter 8 last week in our second hour, and we ended up not really fully on getting into as much discussion as we could have. Also on the way here, why Starbucks cups stir up controversy. There's an opinion piece over at the Washington Post, which we discussed cups from Starbucks last night without really knowing what the latest hubbub was about them. There's always something.
I just know people were upset about it because it doesn't have Jesus or a Christmas tree or Santa or something.
Also, Ian, I don't know about you two guys, but this is the Christmas edition show, and I got one amazing, absolutely amazing Christmas gift.
Really?
Yes. And I want to tell you guys about it.
I want to hear about it right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's hear about it right now. Then we'll get into economics in one lesson.
Sure. My girlfriend got me a Presto hot dogger, which is a kitchen appliance from the mid-1970s.
Does it make hot dogs?
It makes hot dogs. Mm-hmm. It cooks hot dogs.
Okay, so you don't actually, like,
no.
create the hot dog.
Right, no.
This.
No, okay. It cooks hot dogs by electrocuting them.
Wow!
Yeah, I'll show it to you. It's a little compartment, and it's got two rows of spikes.
Okay.
That are opposed to each other. About a hot dog's distance apart. So you stick one end of the hot dog onto one spike, and then you stick
the
other
vertically?
End.
Are the spikes like sticking up vertically from the ground?
They're
like from that floor level?
They're sort of at a 45-degree angle.
Okay.
Off
so
the
you
ground.
Sort of make an arch out of your wiener?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And it electrocutes the hot dog, and it gives it a very distinctive taste. I'm not
distinctive. Is that another way of saying you don't like it?
Does it taste like the death chamber?
The ends of the hot dogs. The ends of the hot dogs that get skewered onto the electrical. They get skewered.
The electrodes.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah.
They taste a little bit like ozone.
Huh.
I think the rest of the hot dog tastes great. And I'm not a pro hot dogger yet. I'm working on my hot dogger skills, so I might be able to, if I get it the timing just right, then maybe I can make a perfectly hot dogged hot dog.
But how long does it take to electrocute a hot dog?
Well, I cooked some hot dogs just right before the show, and I wasn't timing it, but after 15 to 20 seconds, it started sparking, and smoke started coming out.
That's generally not good. Anything that starts sparking with smoke coming out, unless it's a sparking smoke creating machine, it's not good when that happens.
Yeah, I know.
Are you familiar with the corn baller?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
Is it another old appliance?
The corn baller is a fictional, dangerous kitchen appliance from the Arrested Development TV series.
I'm familiar with the Bass-O-Matic.
Yeah. Well, the Bass-O-Matic is kind of from the same era as the hot dogger. Anyway, the corn baller was a dangerous corn ball deep fryer.
But it wasn't real.
But it wasn't real.
Fictional. This is real. This is a device that presumably was popular at one time.
Yep.
Fell out of fashion. You said it was made in the 40s?
70s.
I'm sorry, 70s. I'm getting the 40s from.
So we had one when I was a kid. And
so you've had one previously.
Yeah. I didn't think that there was any way to get one. But when I was a kid, my friends were fascinated with the hot dogger, and we would take it to school, and we would make hot dogs at lunchtime for people. And I told my girlfriend about it, just offhand, you know,
and
told her about this amazing, this weird thing that we had.
Hold on.
And
I think what you are thinking of is that you had, when you were younger, was the hot dog toaster.
No. I know what you're talking about, Daryl.
It's where you put the bun on the sides and two weenies in the middle, and then you push the little button down like a toaster.
No, it was what we had, and what I'm the proud owner of now is a Presto hot dogger.
I pulled a picture up of the Presto hot dogger, and yeah, so there's basically two electrodes that are sharp, and the dog goes on to either side of them, and that connects, makes the electrical connection. And zap.
Yep.
Right. When you plug it in or turn it on.
Yeah, whatever. You just plug it in. There's no dial or anything on it. You just plug it in and it goes.
And then unplug it after 15 seconds or it'll start to spark.
Yeah, when you see it sparking, that means it's done.
No, I'm fairly certain it's done before it starts to smoke and spark.
Well, to each his own, Daryl.
Well, it says here, okay, so here's the old advertisement for it. Now, cook 6 hot dogs in just 60 seconds with a Presto hot dogger. Okay, yeah, so that was the claim. 1 minute was all it would take. So if you're, but you said you didn't time it, so you may not be really recalling how long.
No, yeah, it may have been, and I personally do not have a good grasp of the passage of time. So it may have been a minute.
Well, I got to say, that's a fascinating gift. Did she tell you where she picked it up? Did she have to go online, or did she just spot one at a garage sale or something like that?
I asked her how much it was, and she wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tell people that.
Right. I saw that there is a listing for a hot dogger on Amazon, but they're out of stock.
Ah.
And the picture in that listing looks... It looks just I got it fresh in the box, unopened. It had a rusty staple from 1975.
It was brand new in the box?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Which leads me to think that you might have spent some money on it, because this is vintage. Maybe I shouldn't be electrocuting hot dogs with it.
Well, you don't want to just have something sitting around that you don't use. I say use it. Why not?
That's not the only amazing thing I got. I got a stocking stuffer. That was, now this was from the same family. I got a stocking stuffer, actually from the same girl.
Hmm.
And it was a box of dried salt and vinegar flavored crickets.
Crickets?
Crickets, yeah, real crickets. They're,
were they good?
Please tell me they were cooked and not live.
They were not live.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
They were desiccated. They tasted like salt and vinegar to me.
Yeah. Crunchy salt and vinegar.
Yeah, crunchy salt and vinegar, exactly.
How many crickets were in the box or whatever?
7. It was a tiny little box. Okay. I mean, 7 is a...
Where did they come from? Did it have,
cricket farm?
California,
okay.
California.
Let's go to Chris. He's in Evansville. If you've got any weird Christmas gifts you want to share with us, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or you can comment on anything you want. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Go ahead.
Hey, last night, you were talking about Santa Claus, the guy in the mall.
Yeah, the pastor that's trying to ruin kids' Christmas by yelling about how Santa Claus isn't real while they were waiting in line to meet Santa Claus.
Right. I just think that's awful, man.
It is.
If you were talking about the Santa Claus real and lying to your kids and all that, I think it's a parent's responsibility to you're only a kid once, right? And you should, Santa Claus is like magic. You know what I mean? You're never going to have this time again. And I think you should have a little magic in your kids' lives, When they grow up and they figure out that it wasn't really Santa Claus, it was your mom and dad. I think they'll be happy that you did that for them.
Well, it just depends. I think that's an interesting point. I mean, life is a series of disillusionings, to some extent, right? Like, oh, Santa Claus isn't real. Oh, the government isn't really there to help you. there's all kinds of things that you realize over time. And maybe Santa Claus is a good first disillusioning for kids.
When I look back, I had my mom and dad played Santa Claus, and I get up in the morning, Christmas morning, and you run in there and you see what you got, what Santa Claus left. Man, I was just, it was the best feeling in the world. And you'll never get that back again. It's just something magic about it, I'm so proud my mom and dad did that for me. I've never, ever thought nothing bad about them lying to me or or they were. I don't understand where that comes from. I just don't get it.
Great call tonight, Chris. Thank you for sharing your thoughts here. I really appreciate it. I think you've pretty well wrapped that topic up. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whatever amount of disappointment might come from finding out the truth probably doesn't outweigh all the good times.
You guys ever play the quiet game?
P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, most of our wardrobe here at Free Talk Live is liberty-oriented T-shirts. They're comfortable, easy to manage, and we can spread the ideas of liberty by doing something we're going to do anyway. Wear a shirt. I mean, sometimes I don't wear a shirt, but a lot of the times I do, especially when, you know, it's not super hot out. So we got lots of experience at wearing shirts, and the newest shirts that we've received from RyeGuys.com, I got a couple of them, and Daryl, you got the same ones,
yes.
In fact. I'm already against the next war, is what one of them says, and the other is power corrupts. I like keeping it simple.
Yes.
RyeGuys.com, WryGuys.com. They're so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty that they're donating a portion of their proceeds to antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. You can spread the ideas of freedom by wearing cool, high-quality T-shirts from RyeGuys.com. And because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get 15% off at checkout when you use coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL at RyeGuys, W-R-Y, RyeGuys.com. All right, so our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's been a very exciting month, very exciting last couple of months for Bitcoin. We're watching as the price has been shooting up all throughout the show tonight and all throughout the day. It's been on a steady rise over the last 24 hours, basically, or the last 12 or so hours. I mean, it's just gone up. It was below 900. It was like around 870, and right now it's about 915. So going up for about $50 in a one-day time frame. Now, it had dropped down yesterday, and it's been all, you know, kind of up and down on a day-to-day basis, but over the last few months, Bitcoin has been going up. In fact, it's gone up from around $600 in, like, October or September and October to where it is now, which is over $900 per Bitcoin.
Woohoo!
It's an incredible time to be in Bitcoin. Of course, you want to learn more about that, go check out Bitcoin.com. Coming up, we'll talk about economics in one lesson, chapters 8 and 9. But in other news, why are Starbucks cups causing so much controversy year after year? Now, we hadn't heard what this year's latest offense was, but there's always somebody who's upset,
right,
about something that Starbucks has done or not done, or some color that they chose or didn't choose regarding their cups.
Right, and what was the thing right around the election time where people were going to Starbucks and telling them that their name was Trump?
That's coming up in the story here. From Washington Post's Mara Judkis, it's an opinion piece. She writes, the culture wars come every December, fueled by peppermint mochas and venti soy lattes. The battleground is Starbucks. It's always Starbucks, isn't it? No one is complaining that the blue and brown holiday cups at Caribou Coffee take the Christ out of Christmas. No one is telling the Olive Garden hostess that their name is Trump, so that she'll have to call out, Trump, party of three. Religion, politics, the Bill of Rights, they all converge here in front of a glass case full of cake pops. The company's current foray into the headlines comes from several Trump-related incidents in stores over the past couple of weeks. On November 16th, a video of Miami real estate remodeler David Sangüesa berating a Starbucks employee who he claimed refused to serve him because he was a Trump supporter went viral. A witness said that it was Mr. Sangüesa who got angry that his coffee order took too long.
Quote, so, hold on, just pause for a moment here, and let's rewind 20 years.
All right.
1996.
Yeah. Soup Nazi.
That was a television show character, right?
Yeah.
Television show character based on an actual person in New York. And everybody thought, oh, Soup Nazi's hilarious. I want to go get insulted by the Soup Nazi and have him say, no soup for you. But now, if somebody decides they don't want to do business with somebody, all of a sudden, you know, there's 5,000 different civil rights violations that are happening.
Wasn't there some kind of restaurant where it's their gig to insult their customers?
Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, I heard of this place.
Where is that? Do you know?
It's a chain
of
sorts, and they're, you know, in touristy areas.
And they've got kind of a Hooters shtick, except instead of beautiful young women serving you, you have fat men serving you.
Really?
I don't think it's necessarily all fat men.
Okay.
I've never been to one, but I, you know, worked with people that have, and they said, you know, like, yeah, everybody kind of needs to go there once.
A small bar and restaurant chain, according to Wikipedia, known for its intentional employment of an obnoxious staff. They have 17 restaurants in their chain.
Right. So if it's your first time, and again, I've never been, but I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your first time, then, you know, somebody in the party has to tell the waiter, yeah, like, you know, this person's never been here before. And the waiter will make you a paper hat and write an insulting phrase on it. And you have to wear the hat no matter what happens. And all of the wait staff are told to knock the hats off of people.
That is so funny. The tagline is Dick's Last Resort, the joint your mama warned you about. So that does sound like fun.
Now, it strikes me that the story that you referenced earlier about the Trump supporter who claimed to not be getting served because he was a Trump supporter, that sounds like a guy who was an a-hole of a customer.
I bet you he was.
Who didn't get served for unrelated reasons and then complained.
Pulled the Trump card?
Yeah, pulled the Trump card, exactly. That's what it sounds like to me. And there's been a lot of, ever since Trump was elected, I saw a headline. I didn't read the story, but I saw a headline the other day that said a lot of these stories you see about Trump hate crimes happening with the criminals being emboldened by the election of Trump. A lot of them are not true.
Really?
Now it seems logical to me that that would happen, and I think that it does. I think people are emboldened by it. Because the election of Trump, I think he's a disaster, and I think his xenophobia is emboldening people to commit violence and otherwise to brown people. But I also know that people like to complain, and people who are upset about Trump being elected will trump up some stories.
Well, according to a witness, the person in this case, David Sanguessa, the real estate remodeler in Miami, who berated a Starbucks employee after claiming that he was refused service because he was a Trump supporter, according to a witness, he said, "We want nothing to do with you," he told the barista, who appears to be a person of color, "you're trash." Or maybe that was actually what happened in the video. Anyway, 2 days later, 29-year-old Timothy Treadstone, whose Twitter handle is @BakedAlaska, posted a video of Starbucks employees allegedly calling the police on a man who insisted that baristas write Trump on his cup. Operation Pound or hashtag Trump Cup was born. Treadstone encouraged Trump supporters to go to Starbucks, give their name as Trump, and take video if the barista refused to use the name.
So why only Starbucks? Why not Olive Garden and, you know, Wendy's and every other place where they're like, "Can I get a name for your order?"
Well, the headline here is "Why Starbucks Cups Stir Up Controversy." So we'll see what the author over at Washington Post has to say about why is it Starbucks that is the battlegrounds for all things cultural and political. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live, and you can take control.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
So, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. You can blame the government for most of the problems with it. But insurance isn't necessarily the solution. I know that's what the government wants you to believe, but a lot of times what the government says is the last thing you want to actually do. There are other options. You don't have to go with insurance. There's another option called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They actually give you freedom from health insurance while still giving you no charge 24-hour access to doctors. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's any kind of doctor, by the way. Traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Just go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com to learn more as we go to your calls and thoughts. More about Starbucks here in moments. Why is it this cultural and political battleground every single year over various different issues? Sarah is listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I finally figured out the reason why they are accusing the Russians hacking our computers and help Donald Trump elected, which is preposterous. Everybody knows that if you have a half a brain, that's all fake news. But
so you're saying it's preposterous that the Russians hacked Hillary Clinton's server?
No, I don't know about that, but I don't believe that either. I don't believe that, and I don't believe they hacked to get Donald Trump elected. But
well, isn't Donald Trump friendly with Putin?
Yeah, but remember, I'm a communist, and I was voting for Hillary. So since the Communist Party USA is wanting to get the Democrats elected, then why would they want to have Donald Trump elected?
I don't think you understand the allegations here. The allegations are coming from people like Hillary Clinton. The CIA, who appears to be backing Hillary Clinton, is saying that they believe that the Russians were behind the hacks against the Clinton Foundation, as I understand it. So,
right.
So that would be something a Democrat would agree with, because the Democrats, you know, support Hillary and they want people to turn against, you know, they want to, like, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish here. I guess they're trying to put the election results into question or something like that.
Right. The Democrats, because, you know, overall, they're not happy with the outcome of the election results, are trying to say that the Russian government interfered in the American election.
Which is not true.
And, well, even if, and there's no evidence saying that, you know, any Russian government actually was behind the hack.
This is what the CIA and the FBI are saying, right?
Well, it's the CIA is saying it's possible. The FBI says there's not evidence.
And then later, the FBI came out to agree with the CIA.
Yeah, I mean, it's so absurd. It's you can't take these people seriously anymore. Their stories change week by week. First, the CIA was saying yes, they did it, and the FBI was saying, well, there's not enough evidence.
Well,
now the FBI is on board with the CIA.
Even if a Russian government agent wound up hacking the DNC, there's nobody alleging that the Russian government made up the emails.
That's correct.
There's nobody saying that, no, those emails aren't real. That was all created by Putin. The people involved in the Democratic Party still wrote the horrible things that were in those emails.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Wait a minute, but look at it. I have a reason behind this. I'm trying to get to that. Well, this is an absolute con job. You know, they were hoping that the Donald Trump haters, they are being stupid and gullible enough to believe this nonsense, and they're hoping that they'll go to Syria and shoot and kill the Russians. That's what's behind it.
Hold on, wait. So the Democrats, you believe the Democrats hope that the Donald Trump haters, or wait, are the Republicans? Who's hoping the Donald Trump haters will go and shoot people in Syria?
Well, you know what, I really think it's the capitalists, the Republicans.
This is the most confused conspiracy theory I've ever heard.
Well, you know what, that's what I'm thinking, is that we're so stupid enough that we'll believe anything that they put out. Okay,
so that's what you're saying. So what you're saying is that the claim about Russia hacking the Hillary Clinton servers was actually being put forth by Donald Trump supporters in the hopes that the Donald Trump haters will then go over to Syria and fight against who?
The Russians.
In Syria. Why?
Well, they're saying that Donald Trump got elected because of the
pain
Russians
on your face, Daryl, is definitely what I'm feeling right now. This is so, it's hard to really even speak words.
Not, at least most conspiracy theories, you can follow the logic.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm using that term very loosely. But this one, it's...
I'm not going to say it's
grasping at straws. It's grasping at something that's grasping at something
it's
that's
grasping
sanity. At a straw.
Look, Sarah, saying is you didn't get fooled into this. You're not going to go and fight the Russians in Syria. That didn't work on you.
No, they're going to say that they hacked Donald Trump got elected by the Russians. I'm not going to go fly over to Russia and put a gun and start shooting the Russians.
Do you know anyone who would? Do you know anyone? You know a lot of communists. Are there a bunch of communists out there who are so upset about this, they're going to go and grab a gun and then shoot it out with some Russians in Syria?
Well, they're hoping that the American public is so stupid enough that we'll go and do something like that.
Well, there's definitely some stupid people out there, but I don't know who they are. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate hearing from you. That was difficult. Really.
Yeah.
Really hard. I mean, normally she's kind of Normally, when Sarah calls in, she has some sort of basic point she wants to make about traffic fatalities, or she just wants to sort of spout off about communism in general. But that was the most convoluted call I've ever heard from
her.
So maybe you need to get some sleep, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, back to the story, which was actually about Trump in part, from the Washington Post. Recapping some of the Trump-related incidents that have occurred in the Starbucks stores over the last couple of months. 29-year-old Timothy Treadstone started this Trump Cup operation, hashtag Trump Cup, where people were encouraged, Trump supporters were encouraged to go to Starbucks, give their name as Trump, and take video if the barista refused to use the name. Quote, "We have a culture war to win. I'm a Trump supporter. I thought when Trump won, I might just wake up and America would be great again. Guess what? It wasn't," Treadstone told the Washington Post. He continued saying, quote, "Obviously, a lot of people aren't happy with us. We need to stand up for our freedom and our First Amendment," unquote.
All right, so this guy, how old is this guy?
29.
He thought that the morning after the election, quote unquote, America would be great again, but it wasn't.
He's going to be in for a series of disappointments coming up in the next 4 years. I have a feeling.
I just thought I was going to wake up and that wall was going to magically be there and there wasn't going to be no more brown people in America. I don't know what happened.
If only it was that easy. If only you could just punch a chat
I don't know what happened.
Fill in a circle and have the world change.
Why is America not great again?
So I love that he's standing up for his First Amendment freedom of speech by writing the name Trump on a cup and hoping that the Starbucks barista won't read it so he can get some video of that. That's somehow standing up for the First Amendment.
This is about as
this is Sarah
coherent
quality.
As the call from Sarah.
Yeah, and the freedom of speech just means that the government cannot keep you from speaking.
That's correct.
If you're on private property, somebody can keep you from speaking.
We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. And what is the Starbucks policy when it comes to calling out names on cups? They'll be commenting here shortly. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If Starbucks don't say my Trump name, then freedom of speech is dead.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs, research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Starbucks, you can share your thoughts with us about the controversies that inevitably are bubbling over at various different times throughout the year, but definitely during the holiday season over at Starbucks. We'll continue with the story from the Washington Post here in moments, and you can join us toll-free to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnny, try that again.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl. And let's go to the phones and to the phone, actually, to Skype, where we have Zach on the line. He's in Ithaca. And it is, by the way, Christmas Day. We're here live in the studio, so, yeah, not like those other radio shows that are taking the day off. We're here with you. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, George Michael died, so Merry Christmas.
He did. He did indeed. Last Christmas, I think Brian Sauber made a great joke on Facebook. It gives all new meaning to Last Christmas.
Was that a George Michael song?
He was one of the singers in that song, I think, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that
I don't know
song.
If it was Wham or George Michael who sang that one, but yeah.
What I think is great is that last time I called in, we talked about the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool.
Yeah, that's right.
I edited it, I put it on my SoundCloud, and I sent it to the guy, Joby, who runs the Death Pool. He listened to it, and then he quoted the tweet, and then Doug Stanhope himself retweeted that tweet, and it had been listened to more in 3 days than anything else I've ever posted.
Wow.
So they ended up giving me a free, unlimited seat funeral home to manage myself for the 2017 season. 2016 has been dubbed the year of the Reaper, and 2017 just statistically is going to be even bigger as far as celebrity death goes. So I just want to thank you guys, and I was hoping to maybe plug my funeral home at the end of our conversation.
I don't. So wait, they gave you a funeral home? I'm a little confused about what that means.
That means, okay, it normally costs $70, because if you want just a small funeral home, it's like $35, and you get 10 people if it's just for your friends.
Oh, this is something you buy.
Pool.
This is a thing that you buy in the death pool.
Well, I mean, essentially you're buying an account. And so
right,
now
but you don't actually own a funeral home where dead bodies come to you and then you do the mortician stuff.
Well, I prefer metaphorical dead bodies to literal ones. But yes, it's about it's a game of numbers, and it's a game of skill, and it's a game of knowledge and research.
I don't know how much skill there is in guessing when celebrities are going to die.
Well, there's gambling.
It's about, please believe me. My funeral home, my player name is David Miscarriage, and my funeral home is the Scientology Celebrity Center, is what I decided to name it.
Okay, what does it do for you in the death pool to promote the name of your funeral home, which has, it's got your predictions in it, is the idea?
Well, I mean, I get to pick 20 people I think are going to die, and about 20 people so far have joined my funeral home. So they can be part of the game. We're not playing for money. And
Wait a minute, you're not playing for money. Oh, that's right. Okay, so if somebody likes your predictions, they can jump in and say, I'm with Zach's funeral home or whatever it's called.
It's like winning any other game. It's like soccer. If you get the most points, you win. And if you get the most points across the entire game over the entire year, you get to come up with a new rule for the next year. So, for instance, the guy who won last year made a bonus point thing for if you're an athlete who dies, you get an extra 25 points. Hmm. It turns out lots of athletes die all the time. It was like one of the biggest bonuses of this year.
Now, are they going to take away? Hold on. Are they going to take away that rule? So it was a rule for 2016. Does that go away in 2017, or do the rules keep adding year after year?
That is a good question, and I will get an answer for you.
Okay, can I suggest a rule?
If you
wind up winning, then you revoke every rule that currently applies.
I sense you have some sort of moral objection to the inevitability of death. I find it to be very freeing, you know?
Very comforting.
I mean, everyone dies. Why not have fun with it?
Yeah, well, why not? So the reason
In theory, you could predict Betty White to die on January 2nd. You then show up at Betty White's house and shoot her in the face, and because
rule
you predicted...
one, no murdering your picks. It's against the rules. That's literally rule number one.
Okay, so you hire somebody to do it.
Now,
that's strangers on a train. You can't do that either. No. I can't kill your pick if you kill mine.
Okay, so... do you get to, all right, so there's no money involved in this because it's being promoted, sort of out in the open, and it would technically be gambling in probably most states if somebody were to actually do this for money. But there are ways of, doing Deadpools for money, as I understand it. There is one.
Gentleman's agreement, handshake kind of a thing.
Well, it's also, as I understand it, there are Deadpools on the dark net.
Bitcoin.
So, you can play with Bitcoin and you can actually play for money. Now, do you get more points if you pick the type of death, meaning like drug overdose or natural causes?
It's not so much if you predict how they die, but if they die from that, like there's a bonus called the Amy Winehouse, which is 25 points for an overdose, accidental or intentional.
Okay.
And then the Kurt Cobain is suicide, so on and so forth, you get it.
So all you have to do is predict that they'll die within the year. You're not having to predict which month or day.
The game starts on January 15th. Your picks get locked in, and you can't see anyone else's picks in your funeral home until that day. And then after that, every 15th of the month, there's a 24-hour trade round, but you can't pick anyone who in your funeral home is already picked because you could conceivably cheat. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the person who's the highest scorer now has used those trade rounds to massive benefit. They have 17 out of 20 hits. And if that's not talent, I don't know what is.
Damn. So let me ask this question about the athlete thing. Muhammad Ali died this year. He was an athlete like 30 years ago. Does the athlete bonus still count?
Good question.
Yes. But if you were the number one, say, like, ultimate frisbee player, that probably wouldn't.
Why not against ultimate frisbee?
Right. So what defines athlete?
Athlete as a risk factor. Say, Jim Fix, who died while jogging. He was a jogging guru. It's ironic. Or the impact of being a football player on your physicality is much more pronounced. But yet, golfers do count. So these things are all left up to Joby and Stanhope and Chaley of the Death Pool.
So the guy that invented Joggers Magazine counts as an athlete, but the gold medalist of frisbee golf does not count as an athlete because of reasons?
The same way that the chess master isn't an athlete. Like, it's a game, but it's a sport. I mean, I don't want to get
Yeah, that's a good point, because now they've got this esports nonsense where, like, people will sit around and play video games, and they call that sports, which is pretty ridiculous. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. So what was it? It's called Doug Stanhope's Death Pool, or what's the name of it?
The Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool. My funeral home is the Scientology Celebrity Center, and that's spelled C-E-N-T-R-E.
There's Dude, another. Fancy.
Do they have to be humans?
Humans, ooh. Yeah. Xenu should be in there just for fun.
Well, like famous pets or something? Or?
I'm just wondering, you know, if somebody would have predicted Harambe.
Ooh, yeah.
Then would they have gotten points? And then
with that whole Russian orchestra or Russian Soviet singing organization, a lot of those people had Wikipedia page, which is the measure to be in the. If you had known that had happened, you could have scored 1,000 points.
Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you must have heard last Christmas. I mean, come on.
Racehorses are considered athletes. There is, you know, one of the racehorses wound up being in, like, the top 100 athletes of
like
the century.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if somebody predicts, you know, Big Brown or whatever the name of the horse was that won the Kentucky Derby, if they predict that he's going to die, then, you know, obviously they get the athlete bonus because it's a horse. So now, is the jockey also an athlete?
You must have heard Last Christmas. I mean, if you've ever...
Oh, this song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you've lived for the last 30 years plus, you've heard Last Christmas, whether it's walking around through a department store during the Christmas holiday season and hearing it on the overhead speakers or hearing it on various different radio stations that play the song over and over and over again. So, yes, George Michael apparently died.
I didn't know the name of this song.
Now you know.
How am I supposed to know the name of this song?
I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, if you listen to the song? It's part of the chorus.
Right, but there's a bunch of words that are part of the chorus.
Sometimes you just know these things, Daryl. I don't know what to tell you.
And it is Wham, right?
Not it is Wham, Michael. Actually.
Like,
yeah.
If somebody would have asked me what's the name of this song, I don't know.
So we don't know yet how he died, but apparently he died supposedly in his home during the Christmas holiday. We're going to continue here.
It could just be called This Year.
Could be called Someone Special.
Yeah.
Hour number 3 is on the way here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue. Hour 3 on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're live on Christmas Day. It's Free Talk Live.
This year.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum! Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.